Track 4, Galtina. I'm delighted to say that Galtina is back, and she's going to be mentioning one of my father's favourite treats, winkles.
Well, here we are again together, as another week gone again. I'm going to tell you about my lovely little school and a little bit about my family. I went to a lovely little school in Swordston. Now, Swordston's where Nurse Edith Cavell come from. If you stand on the common, put your hand to the right, near the little school, there's a little house there called Cavell House. Well, that's where Edith Cavell was born. To the left is the old vicarage, what her father had built. He was a rector in the parish for 46 years. And if you go to the little old church in Swordston where me and boy David got married, the east window of that church, there's a lovely memorial to her. So that's Nurse Edith Cavell. And that's what Swordston's famous for, not me. I lived in Wood Lane. Mother and father, I've got 6 sisters and 2 brothers. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had a lot of love. Do you know what? We even had a black and white dog, because the license was cheaper. And I can say us all now, huddled round a candle in the winter. Do you know what? If that got cold, mother would light it. Then there was my 2 sisters who was there, trying to look pretty, bringing home them old winkles off the market. They wanted to look like this Lindsay DePaul. I'll let her tell him a poem about winkles off the market. My sisters often brought them home, and blessed they stunk and all. I'm talking about them winkles from the Norwich market stall. The 2 gals often sit there, and what a sight I saw. Both on them eating winkles on the step outside the door. Each on them with a little pin had picked the black bit out and stick it on their cheeks or just below their snout. They thought they looked lovely, but I got to tell you what, they needed more than winkles to give them a booty spot. I used to stand and watch. Whatever were they thinking? As a tomboy, even I knew no one would want them spots and stinking. But the trend that went with fashion, and times they are a-changing. And I reckon they thought at the time that Tina, she's a-strangin'. And they hint made up too badly. They done well and got nice places, but they never got their husbands when they had winkles on their faces. That's a rum old job, it. Bless your hearts. See you all again soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, Gal. I can still vividly remember trying to get those winkles out from their shells.